The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, and they all arrive on their own schedules, and sometimes we'll get a little supplement as well that we weren't expecting, which is a nice surprise, and I think I have an article from one of those supplements today. Let's start off with some new books from Woman's World, two of them. First, a gothic mystery, Family Secrets and Betrayals, takes center stage in Janie Chang's, that's C-H-A-N-G, chilling new novel, The Fourth Princess. In 1911 Shanghai, Lisson Liu is thrilled to receive a secretarial job with Caroline Stanton, a wealthy American who is the new mistress of Lenox Manor. Caroline is getting used to her new life in China with her husband as the manor's eerie history comes to life and new villains surface. Each woman is forced to face her own past. And a steamy romantasy, that's romance and fantasy all in one. Fans of Fourth Wing and A Court of Thorns and Roses will love Carrie Maniscalco's spellbinding new book, and I will spell her last name, M-A-N-I-S-C-A-L-C-O, the book Throne of Nightmares. The story follows Prince Sloth, who despises leaving his cozy curated world of books. But when a powerful ancient artifact called the Book of Nightmares puts the whole underworld at risk, he steps into a dangerous race against time alongside the beautiful librarian Lore Brimstone. All right, from real simple, what's the mattering? It's the basic human need to feel valued. It's also the opportunity to add value. Jennifer Breheny Wallace, author of the wildly popular book Never Enough, is here to elaborate. In case you want to read Never Enough, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. You matter, and you can help others feel like they matter too. Those are the two biggest takeaways from Jennifer Breheny Wallace's latest book called, you guessed it, Mattering. We are in a loneliness epidemic, Wallace explains. At the root of this is a mattering gap. When people don't feel like they matter, they withdraw or isolate. According to Wallace, we can experience this mattering gap in big and small ways every single day. Think you don't get the recognition at work that you were hoping for. You feel unseen during a group dinner, or your partner is taking you for granted. No thanks to any of that. Here are some of Wallace's tips to remind ourselves and others that we do, in fact, matter. Take a minute to reflect. At the end of each day, think about how it went. Pinpoint just one small way you contributed to someone else's life and write it down, Wallace says. Maybe you helped a neighbor shovel snow or made a colleague laugh with a silly joke. Or maybe you can acknowledge that you handled a difficult conversation with patience and love. This kind of self-awareness builds our own internal sense of mattering, Wallace says. And save some nice notes. Wallace suggests making an impact file, which is simply a box where you store thank you notes or cards that people have written to you. A reader adorably calls it a smile file. On days when you feel like you don't matter, you can pull everything out and remember your value. Give specific thank yous. Mattering is also showing people that we appreciate them, Wallace says. Someone bought you a nice present? Try focusing on the giver and not just the gift. Instead of saying, thank you for this beautiful sweater, you could say, thank you for always being the kind of friend who knows me and knows what I like. You can do something similar after someone gives you advice. For instance, you can say, I tried your suggestion and this is the outcome. I am so grateful that you made time for me and gave me such wonderful guidance. Pay attention to the people you meet. In the book, Wallace writes about creating mattering spaces all around us. A mattering space is anything outside of your homes and workplaces where you can build community, she explains. This can be a coffee shop, the dog park, the gym, or anywhere you frequently visit. After my dad retired, he went to a restaurant once a week for lunch. He learned the staff's names and asked about their lives. Before his mother-in-law passed away, my dad stopped going to the restaurant for several weeks to help care for her. When he returned, the staff asked where he had been. The entire staff signed a sympathy card and presented it to him the following week. He made the restaurant a mattering space because he tuned in. He got to know the staff, and they got to know him. Picture an invisible sign. Wallace has a challenge for herself that she suggests you steal. Imagine everyone you meet is wearing an invisible sign that reads, "Tell me, do I matter?" Of course you can respond with generosity and compassion. There's a hidden bonus in this. Every time we reinforce someone else's value, we are reminded that we too are needed, valued, and capable of making a difference, Wallace says. So in reminding others that they matter, we confirm just how much we do too. Catch Your Toes Tappin' with Dandelion by Ella Langley. Rising country star Ella Langley has stolen hearts over the past few years with hits like You Look Like You Love Me and Choosin' Texas. Now the 26-year-old musician is ready to share her second album, Dandelion, with the world. Fans have already gotten a glimpse of what's to come on the new record, co-produced alongside country music icon Miranda Lambert and Ben West, with songs like Dandelion, Be Her, and Be Her already released. The full 18-track album was released April 10th, available for download on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. From Woman's Day, spring clean your mental health. As May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, this simple spring reset helps you clear mental clutter, rejuvenate your mindset, and feel lighter as you move into the season. Every spring, we declutter closets, wipe down shelves, and open the windows for a fresh start. What if we brought that same energy to our mental health? According to psychotherapist Carrie Adams, co-owner of Love Play Grow, a mental health spring clean doesn't require a big overhaul or even fixing anything that's broken. It's really about checking in with yourself and asking, "What am I carrying that feels heavy right now?" she says. Stress, outdated expectations, and routines that no longer fit your life can quietly pile up over time. Much like dust in a home, mental clutter often goes unnoticed until it starts to weigh you down. Adams says common cobwebs include running on autopilot, comparison, lingering stress from the week just passed, and the constant mental juggling that comes with caring for others. There's often a little voice telling us we should be more patient, more organized, or more grateful than we actually feel, explains her partner, Christina Aramenek. The first step is noticing those patterns and giving yourself permission to ask whether they still serve you. The good news? Clearing mental space can be not only simple, but at least a little bit fun. And you don't have to do it all. Clearing out even one small thing can make life feel lighter, Adams says, just like opening a window and letting in fresh air. So, 5 ways to spring clean your mind. Start with gratitude. Each morning, name 3 things you're grateful for. Tiny wins count. Next, release lingering stress. Write down what's been weighing on you, then let the paper go. Naming the stress can be a reset. Move. A short walk, a stretch, even a kitchen dance party can help you shake off mental fog. Set one boundary. Say no to something that drains your energy. Sometimes a boundary feels like a warm hug, Adams says. And add a playful pause. Do something just for fun with no goal attached. Play is a powerful mood refresher. From a supplement called Women in Sports, Paralympian Oksana Masters says, "Anything you can do, I can do better." 19-time Paralympic medalist Oksana Masters knows what it means to root for yourself. Being her own inspiration fueled her desire to excel. And this is kind of an interview with her. Question, what made you fall in love with sports? Her answer, I love that aspect of competing against the best and trying to bring out the best in yourself. Question, what can you point to as your biggest moment in your athletic identity? Her answer, there are two. In 2014, I won my first individual Paralympic medal. And the second, in 2018, I broke my elbow before going to the Games. I was expected to win all my events. Racing with that broken elbow and still winning my first gold medal showed that I am not one to give up. Question, was there a time when another athlete helped shape your confidence? Her answer, when I got into sports, I didn't have that because they were fully able-bodied. Through partnerships, I met athletes I admired, like Michaela Schifrin. And the last question, how do you hope your story impacts girls facing barriers in sports? And her answer, don't compare yourself to the person next to you. I didn't get my first gold medal until my fourth Paralympic Games. Keep showing up for that why. And from Women's World, three tweaks for better sleep. First, get more shut-eye with the perfect pillow. Today, pillows come with labels like vegan wool and charcoal bamboo, making shopping confusing for even the savviest consumer. If a pillow is advertised as being organic, cooling, and hypoallergenic, but its insert is polyester fiber, it's going to actually absorb heat and worsen temperature regulation. For that reason, we suggest reading labels carefully. Look for a high percentage of natural fibers like wool, cotton, silk, and natural latex inside and out. 2. Unwind easily by making room for joy. When your bedtime routine feels like a chore, no screens, no stimulation, no fun, it creates more sleep-sabotaging stress. Think about how you can infuse genuine joy into your sleeping environment. Maybe it's a stack of crossword puzzle books and pretty pens. Maybe it's a TV in the bedroom. Rewatching a predictable, comfortable sitcom is vastly better for sleeping than scrolling or checking social media. A familiar show can help ease your nervous system from on to off. And sleep more soundly with a box fan. Research shows that a cooler bedroom supports deeper sleep, and 64 to 66 degrees is considered the ideal bedroom temperature. When a client can't set their thermostat that low for whatever reason, I recommend using a basic box fan. In addition, they provide brown noise, a smooth, low-frequency sound that's more calming to the brain than white noise. 3 healing benefits of true connection. This kind of goes along with that mattering article. First, connection boosts immunity. Studies show that feeling supported lowers the stress hormone cortisol. When cortisol drops, inflammation decreases and immunity strengthens. Your nervous system shifts into rest and repair mode, allowing your body to heal instead of staying stuck in survival mode. Next, strengthens the heart. Strong social connections lower blood pressure, reduce artery inflammation, and improve heart rhythm stability. Emotional safety also calms the nervous system, which directly reduces strain on the cardiovascular system and improves circulation in the body. And jumpstarts recovery. Connection boosts the feel-good hormone oxytocin, which improves tissue repair, reduces pain perception, and speeds healing. Social support also improves sleep quality and nervous system regulation, 2 core systems that help physical recovery. From Women's World, a couple of little tips. First, revive a charger with a toothpick. Phone charging ports fit cables snugly, which makes them prone to collecting lint. Over time, this buildup can block contact with the charging pins, causing slow or failed charging. The easy fix, power off your phone and use a wooden toothpick to lift debris from the port. Wood is non-conducive are non-conductive and safer than metal tools. Scrape lightly along the sides and bottom, tilting the phone so lint falls out. If you feel resistance, stop. Plug the charger back in. Charging should improve right away. And cool a heated laptop with a nifty pencil trick. When a laptop sits flat on a desk, heat can get trapped underneath. To improve cooling, place it on a stable surface, then slide a pencil, eraser end first, under each rear corner, so the back edge is elevated while the front stays flat. About 1 to 2 inches of each pencil should sit under the laptop. Raising only the back edge creates space for air to circulate, allowing heat to escape, cooling the laptop without a fan. From Magnolia, and this is by Chip Gaines. I'm usually a man of many words, but in the spirit of leaning into what this magazine issue has been trying to do, which is to put some fire in you to actually seek inspiration, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. This won't surprise anyone, but I'm a curious guy. I ask a lot of questions, chase a lot of rabbits. If I've got an opportunity to become a beginner and learn a new school, I swan dive into it. That's about the most inspiring thing I can do. But I will say, as we get older and the world's noise gets louder, I think it's easy for us to fall into autopilot, so to just do what we always do. So here's one thing I want to ask ourselves when we get up tomorrow morning. What can I learn or discover today? Put away your routine and your to-do list for a second, just long enough to see what curiosities and questions pop up. Pull on the thread and see where it takes you. And a quiz from Women's World, 7 thoughtful questions to spark curiosity. First, which habit is most likely to improve focus during the day? Drinking a cup of coffee in the mid-afternoon? Taking short movement breaks? Listening to instrumental music while working? Or making a detailed to-do list every morning? If you guessed B, taking short movement breaks, you were right. Even brief physical activity increases blood flow to the brain and can reset attention more effectively than relying on stimulation alone. Next, which TV series premiered first? A, The Brady Bunch, B, MASH, C, All in the Family, or D, Happy Days? If you guessed A, The Brady Bunch, you were right. It debuted in 1969, just before television shifted toward the grittier family comedies in the 1970s. Next, experiencing awe like watching a sunset is linked to A, lower inflammation levels, B, faster reflexes, C, increased appetite, or D, improved night vision. Their answer is A, lower inflammation levels. Studies suggest moments of awe may influence immune markers tied to overall health. And true or false, your body can begin digesting food before you take your first bite. The answer's true. The sight and smell of food can trigger saliva and digestive enzymes before you even begin eating. Which habit is most consistently linked to a person's long-term satisfaction in life? A, practicing gratitude regularly. B, setting long-term goals and sticking to them. C, maintaining close relationships. Or D, prioritizing financial security. Their answer is C, maintaining close relationships. Long-running studies show strong social ties are among the most reliable predictors of sustainable well-being over time. Well, this week is Mother's Day. So if you want to do a simple breakfast for mom, I've got a kickstart juice you can make. And the recipe makes 8 servings, so you can serve the whole family on this. Prep time's only 5 minutes, and this is from Magnolia Magazine. We need 8 cups fresh spinach, 4 cups pineapple chunks, 20 celery stalks, including the leaves, 2 Honeycrisp apples, cored and sliced, leave the peel on. 4 limes with the peel off, 2 jalapeno peppers seeded, and that one's optional, Process all ingredients in a juicer according to the manufacturer's instructions. Then stir until well combined. Serve immediately. Store any leftover in a sealed jar in the refrigerator for just up to 1 day. Well, that's a nice healthy breakfast. All in one step. Cinco de Mayo is also this week, so how about some spicy habanero guacamole? They're using a traditional stone bowl and grinder, but you can probably make do with something similar. One or two fresh habanero peppers, two garlic cloves, 2 teaspoons chicken bouillon powder, 1 teaspoon flaky salt, 4 large avocados, halved and pitted, and save the pits. 1/2 white onion, diced. 1/2 bunch of cilantro, chopped. 2 Roma tomatoes, diced. The juice of 1 fresh lime. And 1 bag of tortilla chips. By the way, this will make 6 to 8 servings. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 20. Roast the habaneros and the garlic on an open flame until soft and charred for 2 minutes. Then in a large molcajete, that's the stone bowl and grinder, start by grinding the garlic, chicken bouillon, and salt. Then add the habaneros. Once you attain a creamed consistency, add scooped out avocado flesh. Next, use a spoon to mash in the avocado, then mash with the grinder until all is creamy, but some larger chunks of avocado still remain. Now it's time to add the onion, cilantro, and tomatoes, lightly mashing the mixture with the rock, but not until it becomes creamy, just a little bit to release the flavors, still leaving it a bit chunky. Squeeze in the lime juice and mix well with a spoon. Once all is combined, add the avocado pits. As my mother says, the pits will help the guacamole stay fresh and green. Who knew? And enjoy with tortilla chips. From Woman's World, celebrate with sweet sunshine sips. It's a cocktail for us. A little sweet, a little zesty, and kissed with a hint of rosemary, a Paloma cocktail is the perfect light sip for a sunny morning. To make each, pour 2 tablespoons freshly squeezed grapefruit juice and 1 ounce of tequila into an ice-filled glass. Stir in 1 teaspoon simple syrup, that's 1/2 sugar and 1/2 water, you have to boil it to make the syrup, and top with 2 ounces club soda. Garnish with rosemary and a grapefruit wedge, and as a tip, punch up the herbaceous flavor by infusing your simple syrup with rosemary. To do that, add rosemary to a jar, pour in the syrup. Let sit overnight in the fridge before use. And take a mini vacation at home. An appetizer inspired by De Beers Bakery and a captivating novel will instantly transport you to Holland, Michigan, where they have a tulip festival every spring, by the way. The recipe, pigs in a blanket. We need one. Doesn't tell me how many servings. 1 sheet of frozen puff pastry from a 17.3-ounce package, thawed and unfolded, 2 tablespoons pesto sauce, 8 beef hot dogs, 1 egg beaten, 1 teaspoon caraway seeds. That's not a lot of ingredients. Heat oven to 350, coat baking sheet with cooking spray. On a lightly floured surface, roll out the pastry into a 12-inch square, spread with pesto. Cut into 8 1/2-inch wide strips. Wrap 1 pastry strip around each hot dog. Place on the baking sheet. Brush with egg, and sprinkle with the caraway seeds. Bake until heated through and browned 12 to 15 minutes. And Waves of Mercy by Lynn Austin. This historical fiction novel, so I will spell Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, focuses on 2 captivating stories of the faith and love of Dutch immigrants in Holland, Michigan. How about a kale Caesar pasta salad from Magnolia? Prep time is 10 minutes, baking 35, cooling 30, and it makes 8 cups or 8 servings. We need 1 15-ounce can of garbanzo beans or chickpeas, rinsed and drained, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon garlic salt, 12 ounces of dried fusilli pasta, 1 bunch fresh curly kale, ribs removed and leaves torn, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, tahini Caesar dressing, and grated Parmesan cheese. Preheat oven to 425. Line a 15 by 10 inch baking pan with foil. Toss together the garbanzo beans, 2 tablespoons of the olive oil, Worcestershire sauce, Italian seasoning, and garlic salt in a medium bowl. Spread in the prepared pan. Bake 35 to 40 minutes until crisp and dry, stirring every 15 minutes. Let cool at least 30 minutes. Bring a large pot of salted water to boiling. Add pasta and cook according to package directions and drain. Rinse with cold water and drain again. Place kale in a large bowl. Drizzle with 1 teaspoon olive oil and sprinkle with the kosher salt. Using clean hands, massage the kale until softened and glossy. Add pasta and 3/4 cup of the tahini Caesar dressing. Toss to coat. Top with toasted garbanzo beans and grated cheese. And they've got a little recipe for the tahini Caesar dressing. In a small bowl, whisk together 1/2 cup of tahini, 1/2 cup of finely shredded fresh Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Whisk in 1/4 to 1/3 of a cup water until drizzling consistency is reached, and this makes about 1 1/2 cups. And a couple quickies from Woman's World. Nix home odors and moisture. Indoor humidity rises with spring rain, leading to odors and mildew. The free fix? Tuck silica gel packets, you can find them in shoe boxes when you buy shoes, handbags, and more, into cabinets and closets. This will absorb moisture and prevent mildew. Keep them out of reach of your pets. Terribly, terribly poisonous to your pets. And a moment for you. You are building something meaningful. The effort you put forth each day is powerful, even if the results aren't immediate. Small actions, consistent care, and quiet perseverance are laying the foundation for future success. Trust that process. What you're nurturing now will grow, strengthen, and flourish in time. And we've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time. Thank you.